Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Happy Friday.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Great.
Sun is shining. It's crisp outside.
Good to see you. Yeah, you know, it really is nice out there.
It's a day baseball today.
Sun is cool. I like sun. And yeah, we've got some day baseball, but we can't watch it.
No.
Because, well,
yeah, Mariners.
Reasons.
Yeah. We're blacked out.
Let's find more sun.
It's telling me to go to Root, but we can't go to Root, so.
But wait, why are we blacked out if we're on Danny's account, which is a Cardinals account?
I don't know. I think, I'm guessing it's just geofenced, right? Don't ask me why.
Wait, can he, being a Cardinals fan, then watch the Cardinals if he's here?
You're asking, so we're on, Danny has the MLB app here. And that we're all logged into. But occasionally, for whatever reason, like I'll go to watch a game and it just says that it's not available in your area.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's random. The other night, I forget who was playing. Yeah, the Mets were playing. Who were they playing it to be? I don't know.
Were they playing the Cubs? Because a lot of times it's the Chicago teams. Because I ran into this problem last year.
Yeah, like there's just sometimes it's just random where they just tell you that you can't. I was trying to remember because they played the Marlins. Or if it was when they were playing the Astros, because it's the only two series they played. I forget which one of those it was. It might have been the Astros, where it said that the game wasn't available.
Maybe it was on Apple, because sometimes the games are
on
Apple.
Well, for whatever reason, the Mariners, whenever we go to watch the Mariners on here, like they're playing the Giants right now.
Yeah.
And
it says blacked out on mine.
Yeah, it's like, nope.
They're losing. Good.
Yeah, they just went down 4-3. So, I don't know. It's just random for whatever reason. I just accepted the fact that sometimes you go to click on a game and it tells you no.
Yeah.
So now I'm either forced to watch
the
greatness that is the Athletics and Rockies or the Yankees Pirates.
A's Rockies. What?
Yeah.
You got to watch Yanks Pirates, bro.
7-1, for God's sakes.
Yeah, you can't watch A's Rockies, can you?
No, watch this.
Can anyone?
I'm about to turn on the A's Rockies and
be enthralled. Is that even legal?
Be enthralled. Let's play the fun game of no matter where they're at, there's less than 5,000 people there.
Are they in Denver? It's probably cold.
I'm not certain. No one will be there, though. Why would you go watch either one of these games? And if you were going to go watch a Rockies game, it sure as hell wouldn't be against the A's.
It was snowing earlier.
Yeah, it's snowing right now. Look at that. There's flurries.
Yeah.
It is Denver, and it is cold.
Yeah.
But they are playing. That's a great ballpark.
It is a great ballpark, and it's a shame because no one goes to it, and they
I
suck.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a nice ballpark. Denver does a really nice job because they've got the mass transit system that just goes right down the middle, and Lodo is their entertainment district. And you can just go from, I don't know if it's still the Pepsi Center, but, you know, where they play hockey in, I believe it's the basketball ring ball that they play.
Yeah.
You got to put the the ball in the ring.
I heard it from my leader, Ted Cruz.
Yeah, and then you got the football stadium a little bit up. Then you got Coors, and it's a great – Denver is a great sports city. Denver's just a great city in general.
Yeah.
I'm pro-Denver.
Do you know who's pitching for the Mariners today?
It's Castillo, but it's not the Castillo that you think.
That's right. It's,
they've gone Luis Castillo Part 2 Electric Boogaloo.
They have – I wonder how many times this has happened in history where you have a guy with the same name pitching back-to-back days.
Yes.
But yes, Luis Castillo is pitching, but it's not
– It's not the good
your
Luis
and
Castillo.
My Luis Castillo.
No. This is like back
some
when,
other bro.
When they would do like a Knight Rider episode – and there'd be like an evil twin. He needs like a mustache or like some sort of goatee.
Well, he did. I noticed he used his middle initial E
to try.
So it's Luis E. Castillo.
Castillo.
Which
is that on? Is that the nameplate on the back? Is it E. Castillo?
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's F.
We can't watch it. Oh, it's F.
F.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to tell you, but I can't see it. So.
But he was in Japan last year.
Mm.
And now they called him up. This is his major league debut.
Well, he's here now, so
yeah. Thanks.
I think he might have
thanks
already.
Tips.
I think he might have already been yanked.
Figured that out. Yeah,
they sat him down.
He's pitching against Verlander.
Yeah, went three innings and gave up three runs, and now they've sat him.
Who's like 53 years old, maybe?
Verlander only made it two and a third, and they sat him.
Yeah, he's
so a bit of a pitching duel going on right now. Well, he's like 1,000 years old, and look. HGH and Kate Upton's uptops can only keep you going for so long. Eventually, you know, father time comes for us all.
Not me.
Well, he's extended. Like, Verlander's been cooked. Like, he's been washed at least, like, three different times, and then he pops back up. He's like the Undertaker, so.
He needs to get with Jerks and Profar.
Don't be. I don't care what anyone says. That's the best use of steroids of all time. That dude signed a $1 million contract, got all sauced up, hit a bunch of bombs, and signed a $42 million contract and got popped. Oh no, he has to give up $6 million.
And he doesn't have to play.
And he doesn't have to play. So he gives up $6 million. You know what? The 30 plus else, that's coming his way. That's a great use of the steroids right there.
Well, guys, we have a big show for you today.
Is it a really big show?
Really big show.
Really big show.
The whole show, we're going to talk about the Final Four.
Mm. I don't think we're going to.
No, you're right.
No.
But the Final Four
Cooper
is.
Cooper Flagg's mom's tattoo
is tomorrow. What do you mean?
Apparently, Mrs. Flagg, not to be confused with Mrs. Knipple, Mrs. Flagg said that if Duke wins, he said if they do what they're supposed to do, hence winning a national title, that Cooper gets to pick where and what she gets tattooed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's your mom.
Although it's the mom, yeah.
She did say no face. So.
No face tats?
No face tats. Other than that.
But what if he says get a picture of me
well
on your butt
then supposedly but then do you really want your face on your mom's ass?
I think well maybe
I don't think I don't think you do,
you know.
I'm gonna say bathing suit areas are probably off limits, otherwise that's gonna get real weird real fast. Like if you imagine your mom's like in a swimsuit top and then like your eyebrows just peeking out the top of the upper teat. You don't want that. It's just weird.
What should Mama Flag get then?
Well, I would assume a tasteful Duke, like the Duke D with a, you know, I don't know, national title and then 2005 and maybe somewhere on it.
Where?
Now, if he doesn't want to be like a, he even said, he goes, how bad do I want to make this? Because you can do that's going to be it, is the Duke logo with the national title. The smart answer is just you get the ankle, maybe the foot, something, you know, something discreet.
Yeah, it's like. Being his mom, that takes all of the fun out of that.
Exactly.
Because he can't.
No. But if he's really a man of principle, you do the Duke logo, national title, and there's only one place to put it.
Yeah, probably the lower back.
Tramp stamp. Yes. Having your mom have a tramp stamp of your national championship, I mean, come on. Because that is, it's bad, but it's not as bad as it could be. It's a nice middle ground. You know what? That's the art of the deal, right? Art of the deal. Art of the deal. We come together, we find a compromise right there on the lower back. And every time your dad's back there having to get something done, he's got to stare at that
God.
Enjoy, Dad. Every time you're back there, be thinking about me playing basketball. I'm sorry. That's gold. It's gold, Cooper. Do it.
Well, I guess we're going to find out a lot about Cooper Flagg then, aren't we?
Yeah.
That will be very telling.
It will be very telling.
What he decides
there. Yeah, that was
if they win.
That was actually a story that I read today in The Athletic. If you want to know, yeah, you got to come up with storylines. Storylines. So.
Yeah. We're out of storylines.
Well, not
basically,
anymore.
Basically, it's a good Final Four, two good games.
Yeah.
Now what do you write about? Well, tattoos.
Tattoos. Mom getting a tattoo. Who is it? Rick Pitino got one, right? I think he let his guys at Louisville when he said, when we win a title, you guys can pick one. And I think he got his on his arm. There's some coaches that do
Harbaugh
that.
Harbaugh did.
Yeah, Harbaugh got one, right?
Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh. So, you still don't have one. I don't think Will has one either. Will,
no
aren't
tats.
You tat virgin?
No tats.
Yeah.
Look at you. Wholesome as me.
Mm-hmm. Someone said barbed wire or tribal.
The barbed wire arm tat?
The barbed wire arm tat, the Brian Urlacher.
Would you do that to your mom?
No, no. I would tramp stamp before I would the tribal. Because, like, the tramp stamp, for the most part, his mom's got to be, like, 50. Like, that thing's not coming out very often. Dude, if you got a barbed wire tat, dude, that thing's just hanging out all the time. You can't. It's 2025. You can't walk around. Every now and then you see someone with a barbed wire tat, and you're just like, oh, my God.
You said she's 50.
Yeah, I would assume so.
I don't think so. No? Well, he's only,
he's 19.
What's he, 19?
He's
19.
He's 18.
He's 18.
And his twin brother's still in high school.
Dude,
well, he's
might,
supposed to be in high school right now. He'd reclassified.
She might not even be 40.
Oh, boy.
If you think about it.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really think about that. Well, maybe the barbed wire tat, the Pam Anderson does indeed work. Kelly. I'll see if I can find out what old Kelly Flag is up to.
Joey Harrington's back today.
Mm-hmm. Back from the European World Tour.
Yeah. He went to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Over the ocean there.
Yeah, that is how you get there.
Yeah, he was over there with his family.
Maybe one day we'll go under the ocean.
We'll find out where he went. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. High-speed train or something.
Well, yeah, under would be some sort of, the Hyperloop or whatever. Yeah. You know, maybe Atlantis. Maybe you ride on a whale. What was that, Jonah? You just get swallowed by a whale and head over there?
So Joey will join us at 5:15. We are going to talk about the Final Four. And we have some other odds and ends for you. Big one tonight in Chicago.
Various things.
Don't you think?
A sundry, Chicago.
Yeah, big game.
What are we talking about? Oh.
Come on, man. Are you a sports guy or not? The Blazers are still alive.
Ah.
And they play the Bulls tonight.
The hot Blazer. The hot Blazer.
They're two
time.
And a half out.
Mm-hmm.
Five left.
Yeah. That's.
Need to go on a run here.
Got to pick up the pace a little bit.
Because I'm rooting for them to go to the play-in.
Well,
does that pay a playoff bet?
I don't.
Probably
so.
Not.
I don't think that counts as the playoffs.
You have to get the 8.
You have to get the 8. But you don't want to get the 8.
Why?
Because then you don't get your first round pick.
Oh, so if they get in the play-in.
I don't think that sacrifices the pick.
And then they don't win it?
Yes, then I think you're fine. But if they somehow got into the play-in, which they won't, and then they actually won the play-in.
Big game.
For the right to get swept by Oklahoma City, then yes, I do believe that would trigger you lose your first round pick. And if you want to talk about a wasted season, like you can debate all you want about the Knipples of the world and who's available at 10. It's still a player that you're adding at 10 as opposed to, we don't need anyone. We're fine. Don't do that. Thought you were talking about the big hockey game, too.
Well, there actually is a big hockey game. Well, it's not a big game. It's just a big chase, right?
Well, there is a big game if you count the Winterhawks.
Oh.
The Winterhawks have a chance to eliminate Prince George tonight.
Good.
At the Memorial Coliseum.
I'm so tired of Prince George.
Yeah. And those sons of bitches.
They're the worst.
They're so
he wasn't crowned. A good king anyways.
They're so No, he wasn't. They're so crowned up. But
wait, was Prince a king?
The chase.
There was a King George in there somewhere.
Prince George.
Well, there
king
were a lot
George.
Of King Georges, but was Prince George, I assume that's.
I'm not certain where Prince George got its name, but how about this?
Let's find out.
You know what,
probably
Prince
England.
George? Take your entire monarchy, roll it up real tight. And cram it. But no, Ovi, Alex Ovechkin, is two away from tying, three from breaking.
Yeah.
What was thought to be, by a lot, the most unbreakable record in sports. I know if you're not a hockey fan, this is hard to wrap your head around, but Gretzky's records are so stupid and just out there. No one thought, like Hank Aaron getting broken by Bonds, like that was a big deal, but it was like one of those, someone will eventually get that. This was scoring record with LeBron. Dude, this was just not achievable. This was not something that anyone thought that you could get to. And here we are, and he's two away from tying, three from breaking it.
He's got a chance to do it in the same amount of games, too.
Yeah.
But the real crazy record is, look at Gretzky's points.
Oh, yeah, this is the old adage that...
Don't get him started.
He gets started. It's a whole thing.
Will.
What?
Shut up.
I'm not allowed to have a Friday over here? I have to have a sad Friday?
Friday?
What does that mean?
Friday?
He speaks in
tongues. You're excited. Yeah.
Well, you're going,
he speaks child.
You're taking,
I don't speak child.
You're taking his childlike bait. He's right now,
I'm
he's doing the dad,
anything.
Dad, dad, dad,
no.
dad. And then you turn around and he's like, look at this. And
shut
then,
up!
And then he spins around in a circle.
You're acting like I have some master plan here to bait you guys. I would never do that.
Dad.
Prince George,
dad.
Duke of Kent, was the fourth son of King George V and Queen Mary.
Oh. How about that?
How about that?
So how about we all
So why did they name a hockey team after him?
Well, they didn't. They named a city after him.
Oh. Well, why did they name a city after him?
I'm guessing that...
he was in the British Royal Navy.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're aware of the whole imperialism phase that England went through where, I don't know, they kind of raped and pillaged the world. But I think...
He has a super cool signature.
Does he really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, he really does.
Yeah.
It just says... George.
Hmm. Like, England gets a bit of a pass. Like, everyone always brings up our... And look.
And he's got, like, a hockey stick under it. It's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool.
Prince George.
Well, we have a troublesome past. Like, our country, you know, we did some things. But, you know, so did Germany. I'm wearing a Japan hat right now. I'm looking at you, Japan. You did some stuff. But England somehow gets, like, a pass. I think it's because they're so, like, proper now. You want to talk about a country that's got the most blood on its hands. Looking right at you, Brits. Take a long look at that history.
Ah, they named it Prince George because they wanted to distinguish it from a nearby place called Fort George.
Oh, can't have Fort George and Prince. Yeah, that'd be confusing.
Yeah.
If you said George and Fort George, where are you going? I'm going to George. Is that Fort George? Nah, Prince George.
Yeah. So there you go.
That makes sense. Well, either way, the Winter Hawks have a chance to close out those bastards from Prince George tonight.
Hell yeah.
So it's a big night on the ice.
Is that here or there?
That's here.
Hell yeah.
We get a chance to stick it to the monarchy once again. And for Ovi to possibly tie. I mean, he won't break the record. He's not going to get a hat trick tonight.
So he needs three?
Three to beat it, two to tie it.
Okay.
So now we're doing the old, can he do it in one night? Well, probably not, but it's going to happen.
The other team should just let him.
Well, I mean, if he gets two... I don't know if they're at home or not. If they're at home...
Does he still play for the Capitals?
He's still... The whole time. They are at home. And they're playing the crappy-ass Blackhawks, and they suck a big fat one. So, I mean, maybe there is a chance he gets it tonight. If he gets two, maybe the Blackhawks just lay down and be like, dude, just get it at home.
Is he the greatest player in Washington, D.C. sports history?
Yes. Who else would there be?
Mm.
There's not a Redskin that comes close...
Rendon, maybe.
There's not a baseball player that comes close. Certainly not a basketball player.
Is your mic? Can we just cut the wires on it? Or
good luck finding them.
That, dude, you might have a strong case that is as big a gap between one and two in any sports.
Yeah, I'm looking here.
That's one of those weird, like you get drunk sport debates. Because like Chicago obviously has Jordan, but there's other great Chicago athletes that you know are not Jordan, but you can be like, hey,
Am I wrong that Kevin Durant is from there?
He is from there.
He's from there.
From there.
Yeah, but he never played there.
No.
Walter Johnson, I'm seeing on internet.
Oh, there you go.
The great pitcher.
The old pitcher.
He played there?
Yeah.
Or was from there or something?
That was the old Senators, right?
Sugar Ray Leonard, D.C., Patrick Ewing. These are people from
there. But never, I'm sure there's lots of people from that area, but I mean, they just don't have an illustrious sports history.
The Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame includes Red Auerbach, James Brown, Patrick Ewing, Josh Gibson, Walter Johnson, Katie Ledecky, Sugar Ray Leonard, John Riggins, KU great, Rock Chalk, so, David Robinson.
So Riggins and Walter Johnson are the only two that actually played there.
Yeah, and Vetchkin's better than them.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Well, Walter Johnson.
I'd have to look, and I know Walter Johnson's in the Hall of Fame. I'd have to look where Walter Johnson ranks in the best.
Yeah, pretty amazing, but
Ovechkin's
like, is he
he's not the best.
Is he top five all time?
He's a pure goal. I mean, he's the best goal scorer of all time. But he's, I'm not going to say, he's kind of one-dimensional. This is what he does.
Is he a top five hockey player of all time?
Probably not.
Okay.
But it's right, like, that's up for debate of how you want to view complete players versus goal scorers.
God.
Certainly is in the conversation.
You want Walter Johnson stats?
Is it just dumb?
417 wins. Now, he did have 279 losses.
Yeah.
2.17 earned run average, 3,500 strikeouts. Okay. He threw 110 shutouts.
Well, that may be.
110.
Maybe we need to.
Two-time MVP.
I don't think I gave.
Three-time triple crown.
Yeah, well, I apologize.
World Series champion.
Yeah, I was.
No hitter.
Yeah. Is it possible that maybe I did not give proper credit?
Yes, it is possible.
So, I'd like to go ahead and say I'm sorry to the great Walter Johnson.
He's really dead.
Super dead.
But
there's a family member somewhere that's probably going to be all pissy about all this.
This is where we find out Walter Johnson's great-grandson listens to us.
Well, it is weird because Ovechkin will break the unbreakable record. He's not even the best player of his generation. That's Sidney Crosby. So,
all right. Big show. Big show. Do we already have a geographic free agent in the NFL?
What?
Yeah. Mm. That's where we start next on The Fan.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas. We're watching the Rockies and A's, unfortunately.
Well, there's really nothing else to watch.
Well, I turned it on the Yankees and Pirates, but yeah. You're right. It's 7-1, and it's in the eighth. It's like,
yeah.
Who cares? So we were talking about this off the air. Mm-hmm. If you were to rack your brain, your little tiny little pea brain over there, of the one sports franchise that needs a makeover.
Yeah.
Who would you choose? Because I would like to nominate the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, you were talking about that, and because I was kind of lamenting that the Rockies just have crappy ownership, and it's such a good sports city, and it's a good ballpark. They're just wasting away. There's no juice there. And you're right. The black and purple, it's very 1990s.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. There's nothing about that city.
What is Colorado Rockies?
You could do a total refresh.
They should go
and embrace
it. I have it. They should go Broncos colors.
And then, that's the Mets. Mets are blue and orange, and they got the pinstripes.
Well, that's okay. The Mets are less orange, more blue.
Yes. They use touches of orange.
Lean into the orange.
Yeah.
Go, because, you know,
it's
just
weird. Well,
even
the Nuggets put out an orange uniform recently.
I know. This is what I'm saying. Like, so all the Pittsburgh teams are all black and yellow, right?
Yes. I love when cities do that.
Yeah. I think Colorado should do that with the Rockies. Because it just doesn't work.
No.
What they have going on.
Well, I felt that way about a lot of the teams that came in the 90s, like the Charlotte Hornets, the Rockies, the Marlins. Like, that was, it all. We've all seen either the car or the house. You walk into a house, and at one point you know it was nice, and you look at it now, and you're like, oh, my God, just this looks bad. And you need to kind of go through and put some new paint on it and just do a refresher course.
Like, when you think of just the crappy franchises, like the A's,
yeah,
they still have a good look. Like,
yes.
I just feel like the A's, they shouldn't mess mess with that, right?
No.
Baseball, for having been around so long, its brands, and I know the Rocky, you know, obviously expansion team, whatever.
Sure.
But I don't know. I just feel like the brands, of all the brands in baseball, they're really the only one. Maybe the Marlins, although it's fine what they have going on.
The Marlins, though, unfortunately, they got to pick a lane and stay with it because they've changed their crap so many times.
Yeah, they have.
And the Rays went away from the Devil Rays, and now they're just the Rays.
That's a bad one, too.
So the Rockies.
I think the Rockies is the worst brand in baseball.
You're not wrong. I'm racking my brain. Well, though, I mean, now you're going to get into the Guardians, which I think is garbage. The Cleveland Spiders was waiting right there for him.
But it's not. It's not going anywhere.
They're the Guardians, and it's like the Commanders. They just butchered it. You had a chance, and you absolutely butchered it.
So it's the Rays, the Rockies. Maybe, I mean, the White Sox is pretty bad, but it kind of is fine for
See, I Chicago. Find the White Sox, again, to be very gangster rap 1990. Like, that was really popular.
But it fits. They're still on the South Side, right?
Yeah. Right? It is. Trust me. My daughter went there. You don't. That is a place that you are not. You don't go at night. Like, if you go to a game, you get on the train, you get the hell out of there. I think you're onto something. I think the Rockies need
it's the worst.
The Rockies need a teardown.
And I like the name. Yeah. The Rockies is a good name.
Padres underwent a change recently, looked great.
Yep.
I think the Diamondbacks do a pretty decent job.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's fine. I don't.
It's the Rays of the Rockies.
It's the Rays of the Rockies, and the Rays, I don't know. They're just a bad. That whole thing is screwed up.
And then
up.
You look at the NBA, and I just feel like it's littered with bad.
Oh, dude, that's a whole other
bad brands.
Yeah, there's just.
But baseball, I don't know. It matters more. I just think the Rockies should go blue and orange, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You know what? I will embrace.
Thank you.
I will embrace it.
They should put me in charge.
I will tell you this: a good baseball lid or a good baseball rebrand. I know lots of times I'll be at a bar and I'll be like, some guy be wearing a Cardinals hat. And I'll be like, dude, you're a Cardinals guy? And they're like, nah, I just like the lid. Right, baseball, the baseball hat is.
Can I veto that?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it. I think you need to be a fan if you're going to wear it. In baseball.
In baseball.
In baseball. Baseball hats are sacred.
Yeah.
And if I see you in a Cardinals hat, particularly the Cardinals, I mean, that's a storied franchise.
Storied franchise.
You better be a fan. You can't just wear the Cardinals hat.
I know people.
Have some respect.
I know people that just go, and it threw me off because he's a bar regular, and you know what he normally wears? He wears a Dodger lid. And it threw me because I saw him in the Cardinals thing, and I was like.
And he's
like,
not a Dodgers fan?
No, he's a Dodgers fan. And I was kind of like, when I saw him in the Cardinals hat, I was like, Cardinals? And he goes, I like baseball hats, and I like the lid.
Dude,
and I was like, it was a good-looking lid.
There are rules with baseball hats. Mm. I don't think there are rules with NFL hats because
anything
they don't
goes.
Have any good hats.
No.
The baseball hats are a sacred thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they're just, when you see one, you just assume that that person is from, like when you're on the West Coast and you see a hat from another city out east or in the Midwest, you just assume that person's from there.
Yeah. I will say, because I wear you got me a Royals World Series hat, the one where they didn't beat the Mets.
Yes.
Sons of bitches. And,
wait, you mean the one where they lost to the Giants?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have that, and it says it has the little World Series logo on it. Although that's falling off, and it kind of makes me sad. Mm. Whenever I wear that out and about, almost every time I wear that thing, I get someone that comes up to me and is excited, thinking that I'm from Kansas City.
Exactly.
And I always have to let them down, but I'm like, my partner, and I'm like, not my husband, my work husband. I said, he's a Kansas City guy, and that's why I support. And even
I'm gay.
You know, the first question they always ask me, because they're so excited, where?
Where?
And then I tell them, Salina, and they're like, oh my God.
Oh,
yeah, they love it.
Yeah.
You're right. I thought about that, but you're right.
That's what baseball hats do.
The baseball hat has a pride to it.
I don't know that other sports hats have that.
Yeah.
Maybe in basketball, it's more the jersey.
Yeah.
At least the NBA.
Who wears an NBA hat? Ugh.
Yeah, not many. I mean, you see Lakers hats.
Yeah.
But. And Blazers. I mean, you see a lot of Blazers hats around here.
Yeah. Look, the NBA gear.
Baseball is different.
Baseball is different. I'm with you.
And the NFL just doesn't. Boy, I tell you what. If the NFL wants to make even more money, because, you know, they probably do pretty well.
I think they made like $12 billion last year.
If there is a hole in the NFL's game, it is their merch. Yeah. And if they ever figured out good hat branding for each team and really promoted it, dude.
The hat brand is tough.
They would make billions. Again, they should just contact me.
Yeah.
And I can help them. I can help the poor NFL.
Well, they just need to, every team just needs its own, like Major League Baseball has two or three hats for each team.
Yes.
You need to just do that and just make it the 5950, the new era.
They need the baseball hat.
You know,
that's
right. The baseball
hat.
Exactly. Like this style. Yeah. It's the 5950, the new era.
And stick, make it cool. Each one of them cool and stick with it.
Yes. Run
that's all
it.
You have to do.
Problem solved.
God.
Talk to us.
Such ideas.
And the Titans, dude, go back to being the Oilers. Let me just, a team that needs a rebrand, I'm looking right at you because the Tennessee Titans is stupid. The Houston Oilers, which you took the name from and you own, and when you do the throwbacks, we all lose our S, and it's the best look in football. Just be the Tennessee Oilers. I'll tell you what, there's no Jazz in Utah. It works. There's no Titans in Tennessee. Be the Oilers. Go back to the old Warren Moon uniforms, and instantly you become one of the most popular branded teams in the NFL. There, I solved that problem too.
I'm looking to see if, yeah, they're not on there. Okay, so the tease next is we have possibly an NFL team coming to Portland.
The Tulatin, yep, whatever?
That's right.
I will never forget when some dumbass wrote a column about the NFL wanting to come, or I guess we wanting an NFL team.
It was the Tualatin mayor.
Yeah, he called the Tualatin mayor and said, hey, would you be interested in an NFL team? And the Tualatin mayor was like, yeah. And so he wrote an article about the NFL possibly coming to Tulatin. Unbelievable journalism.
I got two emails today. Two. And both have odds that include, they're sports emails, and they have odds that include Portland.
Why not?
So what is more likely? Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to find out.
Okay.
One of them is the NFL coming here.
Can't wait.
You're going to find out next. But first, Will with SportsCenter. Fan text line. Somebody said Raiders and Cowboys are the only teams that have hats on lock in the NFL.
You do see a lot of those lids.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I would say, I got to be honest with you, I think the Chiefs.
You like the Chiefs, the Arrowhead?
Well, I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying that I think that if you have, because we were talking about how the NFL just doesn't have good hats.
No.
Like baseball.
I don't think they have very good merch, period.
So, but I would say I think that the Chiefs hat is one you see a lot.
Yeah.
Like.
The problem I have with the NFL is, and I know
they may be Packers.
They made a rule now. You can wear the throwbacks four times per year now.
Yeah.
And you can wear the throwback helmet with your normal uniform, and that doesn't count. I would make the argument that the NFL went through such crappy rebranding recently. Find me a throwback that shouldn't be the permanent uniform. Eagles throwback, way better. New England's throwbacks, way better. Denver's, don't even get me started. Seahawks, way better. Buccaneers and the Creamsicles, way better. Titans, way better when they go back to Houston.
I'll nominate the Steelers. I think those throwbacks are,
yeah, those are
really,
those are
bad.
Brutal. It's a good point. So I'll give you that. But almost every one of the throwbacks is such a better look than the regular uniform. The NFL does not do a good job. They have some rough looks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for as many eyeballs as they get,
yeah,
they should take a page out of baseball's book when it comes to, like, branding and merch, man.
Yeah, go look at, like, the Falcons and tell me that anyone thinks that that looks good compared to what they used to wear.
Right.
It's embarrassing. The Broncos might be the worst one. The throwback Broncos with the D and the bright orange and the light blue helmets, dude, it's one of the best looks in all of football.
It is, but I will say the new Broncos unis look pretty tight, I think.
Go to the olds. The Chargers went old school and did like a throwback. Looks way better.
Steelers have a dope hat, says someone. That's good.
Yeah, it's classic.
Yeah. Steelers,
and
Packers.
And they haven't messed with it. Again, it's all the old classics. Yeah. Don't mess with it.
It is. It Raiders.
Works. Just leave it alone.
Cowboys.
The Raiders might have the most iconic look in all of football. That would be the Cowboys. And again, they don't mess with it. It looks great.
So yesterday, while everyone was still talking about the tush push, a bomb dropped in the NFL and no one saw it.
No.
But I guarantee you they're yelling about it on Cincinnati sports radio right now.
Well, and it's such a bad ownership situation there. They're just, that thing is such a waste.
The Bengals stadium lease could expire as soon as the end of this season.
Yeah.
And if that happens, the Bengals would become, quote, geographic free agents, end quote.
This is from Katie Blackburn, who, by the way, is the same moron that you see on Hard Knocks butchering contract negotiations. She's the same one that told their only good defensive player that he's just going to have to be happier at a lower number, and that's on him. They're one of the worst-run organizations in football, and they're getting ready to hold the people of Cincinnati hostage.
She said, so somebody asked her about the possibility of relocating, and she said, we could, I guess, go wherever we wanted after this year if we didn't pick up the option. So, you know, we'll see.
Oh, my God.
So the speculation has begun. So anyway, the odds are out on where the Bengals will relocate their franchise. And Portland is on the list, guys.
Is it really? Where exactly would we play?
One, two, three,
the Portland Bengals.
We're eighth.
Where are we going to throw that? We're going to put that at Providence with our 20,000 seats?
If I remember right, I believe the Tualatin mayor, if he's still alive, was interested back in 2010.
Again, where exactly in Tualatin are we putting that?
Got to build a stadium, man.
Oh. You know, an NFL... I would love to know the super frugal owners of the Cincinnati Bengals. I would love to know how much money they would be asking from the fine people of our city to build them a stadium. I'm guessing that's right around $4 billion.
Well, NFL franchises don't really move all that much.
Once in a while.
I mean, but it has happened.
Yeah, it happens.
St. Louis is the odds-on favorite. Oh,
they lost the Rams.
At 3-1.
Bring them back. They don't have a place either. That dome is one of the reasons why they left in the first place.
Followed by Austin, San Antonio. That's the same. They're packaging that.
Are they?
Yeah.
How far away is Austin and San Antonio?
Hour?
They're not. Is that that close?
I don't know.
Is that like Dallas-Fort Worth?
I don't know. Oh, it's not like Dallas-Fort Worth, no.
Huh.
But Austin. I think it's pretty close. Salt Lake, 4-1. I tell you what, I am going to shoot someone if Salt Lake gets baseball and the NFL.
80 miles, by the way.
Yeah. So a little over an hour.
A little over an hour. Yes.
And I will kill someone.
Yeah, and watch Salt Lake do it.
Can you imagine Salt Lake getting a baseball team and then getting the Bengals?
Yes, I could.
And you
then
could?
Giving us the finger. Yes. God. Salt Lake gets S done.
Oklahoma
really
City.
Do.
So Salt Lake City is 4-1. Yeah. Oklahoma City is 5-1. No chance. Toronto 7-1. I could see it.
Yeah.
Mexico City 8-1. Could also see it.
I know they want to put something international. You would have such a massive problem with players and wanting to live in Mexico City that I don't think so.
Orlando 9-1. Mm. And ladies and gentlemen, your City of Roses.
That's the dumbest.
12-1. We are tied with Memphis. Those are some bad odds.
So dumb. When's the last time an owner built his own stadium? And if he is building his own stadium, it's in LA, it's not here.
That is honestly the worst 12-1 bet you could ever place.
Of all time.
Like, those odds should be 7,000-1. No, 175,000-1. And they are 12-1?
So stupid. It's just so dumb. I'm looking here at the cheapest stadium. That recently been built.
What about San Diego? 28-1. Not a bad little bet.
No, but again, they wouldn't build the Chargers a stadium, so why are they going to build Cincinnati? And this is the point.
Well, different owner.
Yeah, but again, the whole reason Cincinnati is moving is because they don't want to build themselves a stadium. So they're telling the people of Cincinnati, We would like $3.5 billion to build this stadium, and if you don't, we'll find someone else. So any place they move would have to be a city that would bend over, grab their ankles, and say, here's $3 billion. And by the way, by the time we pay it off, it's more like $5 billion. And you know where that's not happening? Portland. You imagine if we tried to put that on a bill? We'd like to publicly finance a $4.5 billion stadium for a billionaire family from Cincinnati.
We'd take calls on it. Probably go well.
It would go amazingly well.
The Bengals aren't going to leave. Cincinnati will keep them.
I would
think. I love these odds. Now, here's the thing.
But this, I'm telling you, this is the ploy that pisses me off.
Yeah.
It's you cheap sons of bitches.
Know.
You make money hand over fist. And this is all just you saying, bend over and give us whatever we want. And we're going to give you nothing in return. Otherwise, we're leaving. And that just sucks.
Other cities on the list, Memphis, Louisville, Birmingham, London, Oakland, Sacramento, Little Rock, and Honolulu.
Ah.
Honolulu may have worse odds than Portland.
Is this the person that put together this list, is this the same guy that wrote about the Tualatin? Is that all those years ago? Is this the same person?
This is from sportsbetting.ag. They're just having a little fun.
They're having a little fun. The one that honestly I could see it is, again, it's a city that has money, is growing, there's a ton of
Salt Lake.
And they want to get stuff done.
Freaking Salt Lake.
And they support everything.
Damn it.
They've always supported the Jazz. They're killing it with this Utah hockey team, which is going to be, by the way, they're going to be the Mastodons, right? Yeah. Or the Mammoth. The Mammoth. They're going to be the Mammoth.
Is that new? Did they
You can tell they've renewed all of the it's the mammoth. It's like the worst kept secret. They're going to be the Utah mammoth. They're killing that.
I'm not sure I love that.
It's better than the other options that they were throwing out there. It is rough. Look, we all know more than likely, as much as we want to believe it, they're the odds on favorite to get baseball. And why not?
So they're going to have all four. Why don't they just let us have baseball and then they can
exactly.
go for the NFL?
Look, we know the NFL's not coming here, so you get the NFL and we'll just give us baseball.
Let's do a trade.
We ask for so little. We just ask for so little.
Help a brother out.
Well, the part that really kicks me right in the giblets is we'd have hockey if we had a different owner. The only reason Salt Lake has it and we don't is they had an owner that was like, yeah, I want an NHL team, and we don't.
Okay, now I got another email.
Ooh.
Same group.
Hot emails.
They like they like to put out odds for fun things because they know, and then they hit it sports radio guys with it because they know that it's fun fodder on the air. Mm-hmm. So the next one, Portland is on this list as well.
Are we getting everything?
Well, this isn't. This is a like, player.
This is the city's most likely to like burn themselves down. What are we doing?
No, this is the city most likely to get this player.
Oh, okay.
And Portland
we have one team, so I'm assuming basketball.
Four, five. We are sixth.
Are we getting Kevin Durant?
On the list. Mm-hmm. That's next on The Fan. Okay, the odds, shockingly, not that long for Portland landing the NFL, so it's probably a done deal. 12-1, according to sportsbetting.ag.
Let's just start branding the team right now. Someone has said the Portland Murder Kittens, which I would be all about.
Well, and they can play at Prov Park until we get a stadium figured out.
Yeah, that'd be pretty,
done deal.
Be sweet. I'm sure an NFL stadium with 20,000 people will be great.
Well, and we're building an MLB park, too, so they can play there.
Yeah, we just put it side by side, you know. Just butt them up next to each other, and we'll be good to go. Is there room over there at Zindel Yards for an NFL stadium, too, on that 12-acre property?
Yeah, just like Seattle.
What if we just build it out in the river? Can we just build a big floating stadium? We'd be the first of its kind.
So this from betonline.ag. I don't know how those two differ, but I guess they do. And it is that Ja Morant, you know, he got warned by the NBA.
Yeah,
he's
finger gunning.
Yeah, he did that the other night. And then he did it again after the warning. And I saw a quote from him. I got to pull it up.
Yeah.
But
he's a moron.
He is a total moron. He doesn't get it. He's like, oh, it's just everybody's always out to get me. And, you know, he's the victim, of course.
Of course.
So anyway, I'll get his quote in a second. But they put together the odds of Ja Morant's next team.
Mm.
So what is more likely? Portland gets the NFL or Portland gets Ja Morant?
Ja Morant. Wow. It's not even close. I could see a scenario where, you know, Portland puts together, if they wanted to, Portland puts together you know, a young player or two. Some
picks. I could totally see him playing here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because no one else wants him, really.
Yeah.
But he's still good enough to go get.
Sure. I mean, look, if Morant went healthy, and that's been the problem the last couple years, look, the guy's at one point we thought he was the next face of the NBA. And it turns out he's a little injury prone and he's a bit of a moron. But, and as far as the gun stuff and all that, we had Zach Randolph, for God's sakes. We're used to that. We can deal with it. You put Ja Morant with some of the baby Blazers, speed up the timeline a little bit, and he's still young. What's Morant, probably 20? I bet he's like 25, 26, right? All right, let's make it happen.
I don't even know if he's probably, maybe 24, 25?
He's 25.
25.
Yeah. Because so he was in college at Murray State for a while.
The odds-on favorite is Orlando at 3-1. Where careers go to die, kind of. Although they're kind of good.
They're all right. And Ben Caro looks like he's got some stuff cooking down there.
Miami, 4-1.
Okay.
Brooklyn, 5-1.
You want to talk about where careers go to die?
Brooklyn.
Go to Brooklyn.
Houston, 6-1. That'd be interesting. Charlotte. Charlotte, 7-1. And then the Blazers, 10-1. So the Blazers, slightly better odds to get Ja Morant than the NFL.
All you need to know is, one, you could actually see happening. And the other one is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Look, I don't know. Blazer fan, this is the best part. Ja Morant would be the best Blazer to play here since Damian Lillard and the best Blazer to play here outside of Damian Lillard in 20 years. And yet, watch Blazer fan be like, I don't want him. Ah, it's ridiculous.
Well,
we don't need him.
Wasn't there a rumor that the Blazers are going after Zion Williamson in the offseason?
Ugh. I'll take Ja Morant's dumbass over Zion. All you got to get from Ja is just, can you occasionally not pull a gun on Instagram and you'll be fine. Dude, anyone,
I don't know that he can do that, though.
Anyone getting involved in the Zion gravy sweepstakes, I don't know what to tell you about that. That guy just doesn't play. And he doesn't play, and he likes to eat. Don't do that. But then you'd have to have a front office that seemed to care about getting better and taking big risks. And when's the last time that happened? But it is interesting that with the Morant thing, after Luka got dealt and no one could figure out why, there were national reporters that were saying, keep an eye on Ja Morant. Said the ultimate reason why Dallas did what they did is there were some people, and by some people, one, Nico Collins, that did not think, or is it Nico Harrison? Sorry. I was thinking Nico Collins of basketball or football. Same state, different sport.
You're doing great.
That did not believe that Luka would age well, and they did not want to give him a supermax. And they said, keep an eye on Ja Morant. Because Memphis may look at that and be like, dude, we are not going to give that guy $400 million. And if he gets dealt, then this is a real thing that maybe teams are more cautious about paying out supermaxes. And lo and behold, here we are less than a year later, and people are talking about Morant being on the block.
So Morant,
players of this caliber should not be on the block.
Well, but they are because they're boneheads.
Yeah.
You know, it happens quite a bit, actually. You know?
Yeah. But normally it's the player forcing their way out. When's the last time a team quit on an all-NBA player that was 24 or 25 years old? The Luka thing we've never seen. You've never seen a player of Luka's caliber at his age that the team quit on. You've seen players that just say, get me out of here, I'm not doing this. But Morant and Luka would be two all-NBA players under the age of 25 that an NBA team said no thank you to. And that does not happen.
I gotta think about that question. Because he's really, 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 really good.
Yes.
But at the same time, I just feel like there's been a lot of guys that have been really, really, really good that other teams thumb their nose at because of who they are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So but no name comes to mind. So maybe you're right. I gotta look into that. Here's his quote. This is after the game where the AP's Tim Reynolds asked him about the gun gesture.
Mm-hmm.
And he shrugged it off. He said, I'm kind of used to it. I was pretty much a villain for 2 years now. Every little thing, if somebody can say something negative about me, it's going to be out there. So, yeah, I don't care no more. That's how Ja Morant is approaching this.
Yeah,
so
it's about right.
He's
just a guy that just doesn't understand. Dude, you've been suspended multiple times for guns. Stop making gun gestures. And then the NBA is like, dude, just don't. Like, we're not suspending you, but can you not do it?
Well, now they fined him.
Yeah.
Would they find him?
And then a couple, was it 75 grand, something like that?
Oh.
And then the next day, like it was a day or two later, he's like, I'm going to do it again. Bah. It's just,
he's an idiot.
This goes back to my Aaron Rodgers thing. Aaron Rodgers always complains about the media. Ja Morant is saying that every year, if someone can write something about me, if there is this story around you every year, it's your fault. No one is making up false narratives around you. If you are doing this, you are bringing it to your doorstep. That is your fault. You got suspended. You allegedly pointed real guns at a team bus. You did that. This is the person that gets, you know, that gets arrested five or six times and is like, man, the police are always looking for me. Yeah, because you have a record of getting arrested. That tends to be the case.
So does John Wall count?
Well,
I mean, probably not.
His was just injuries.
Yeah, his was just
fell apart.
What about Melo when Denver said,
he forced his way out.
Okay.
Yeah. So that happens. They went to the Western Conference Finals, and like a year later, he was like, nope. And not only did he force his way out, he said, you send me to New York or nowhere. And then he gutted the New York team that he went to because they had to give up all the assets for him.
Is he a bit of a Rajon Rondo type?
No, he's way better than Rajon Rondo.
Well, no, he's better. I'm saying the Rajon Rondo, nobody wants to deal with Rajon Rondo's crap. That's why Rajon Rondo has been on like 10 teams.
Yeah.
Very good player, but he's kind of in that category, maybe?
He's just a pain in the ass. Yeah. But supremely talented. And so we'll see if someone's, you know, it boils down to, does Memphis want to give him, I'll look up and see his contract, does Memphis want to give him a couple hundred million bucks?
What happened with Dwight Howard?
He just, same thing. He just kind of, wasn't the player that he once was.
Gilbert Arenas. That's a pretty good one. He was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also pulled guns.
Yes.
Yeah, gun
on people in locker rooms.
The dark money behind Duke Hoops. Next on The Fan.